जय श्री राधे। ताहले महामुनि नारद,
सो ग्रेट मुनि नारद ही सेड, हे गोप कुमार,
ए दारोका थेके कियत दूरे अवस्थित
Further on, not far from Dwarakdham, there is the topmost Golokadham. This Golok is rarely attainable even by us, eternal associates of the Lord. Look, Mahamuni Narad, he himself very easily reaches Golokadham. But why does he give such an example? In order to show that reaching Golokadham is not in actuality easy, that it's not an ordinary dham. Because of that, Naraji has given such an example that even for himself, it's not easy to reach the topmost abode of Golokadham. Narad Muniji continued, Hey Gop Kumar, for a long, long time, these glories of Golokadham were hidden in my heart. But today I've gained association of you, Preming Bhakta, and I can't keep this knowledge within my heart anymore. My tongue, my mouth got untied today, ready to speak glories of Golokadham to you. My tongue is dancing, desiring to speak the glories of Golokadham to you, because I am seeing you and I understand that you are Vrajavasi, Vraja Mahatma, your great soul from Vraja, Golokadham that has manifested here on earth. This is why I wish to speak to you about glories of Golokadham. Look, many are considering that Goloka is Madhurya Dham, meaning the Dham filled with transcendental loving sweetness, and they think that there is no Aishwarya, opulence there, but it is not so. It is not that there is no Aishwarya in Golokadham. But in Golokadham, there is so much of Madhurya that Aishwarya is not noticeable there. It's hiding in shame in front of Madhurya. So, I'm ready to speak the glories of Golokadham to you. Before speaking about the glories of spiritual abode of Golokadham, we should speak about the glories of Golokadham that's manifested here on earth, these 84 kroshas of Vrindavandham, Vrajadham. Golokadham is the topmost abode. Everyone is describing Shri Krishna in a different way. Scriptures, Puranas, etc., Vedas, they explain that the Lord Bhagavan He's appearing in six kind of avatars, manifestations, Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, Lila avatar, Yuga avatar, Manvantar avatar, and Avesh avatar. In this way, rishis are differentiating with different manifestations of the Lord, the six kind of manifestations. Some are saying that Narayan is the Supreme. Some say that Mahanarayan is the Supreme. There are so many different versions. Hey Gop Kumar. Amongst all of them, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. There is no doubt about it. And all of these seeming differences that someone says he is Narayan, Mahanarayan, Vishnu, all of these Siddhanta's conclusions are true. There is no false in them. Author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, has said, all of these conclusions are all right. All of these conclusions are all right. In whichever way someone got to know the Lord, they are describing him in such a way. That's all right. There is no problem with that. This is all right. Some say that Sri Krishna is Naranarayan. That's all right. Some say Sri Krishna is Vaman personified. That's also all right. This is also all right when someone says that Sri Krishna is Kshiroda Kashai Narayan. That's all right as well. All of these conclusions are all right. Some are saying that Sri Krishna is avatar, the source of all avatars, all the manifestations. That's also all right. There is no problem with that. In whichever way someone worships the Lord, in such a way they describe him. Hey Gop Kumar, here, meaning now between Uddhav himself, Narad Muniji and Gop Kumar, that no one is opposing Vrajabhav. Uddhavji is so dear to Vrajavasis. So, Narad Muniji is continuing, there is no problem that we speak about the glories of Sri Vrajadham, Sri Golokdham. The real guru teacher knows how to speak. Someone who doesn't understand properly, he may try to describe high knowledge to a child, but that's foolish, that's not appropriate. Sri Guru, proper teacher, knows how to answer to different persons, to different disciples. Guru knows, he differentiates between different disciples and knows which advice is appropriate to each of them, for each of them. He knows, I should speak to this disciple like this, I should advise him like this. and he speaks accordingly. If someone doesn't have bhakti and we forcefully try to speak knowledge, deep knowledge to such a person, that would be offensive. If someone doesn't have Shraddha Bhakti, means someone doesn't have even the basic faith in bhakti, in process of devotional service, we shouldn't speak to them forcefully. We shouldn't speak about confidential points to them. That would be offensive. Narad Muni, he is uncomparable. There is no such a sadhu in whole creation. He has gained the mercy of the Lord. And what is one of his names? Deva Darshan. That it means that when someone meets Narad Muni, easily they will be able to meet the Lord, have darshan of the Supreme Lord, because Narad Muni is constantly in the association of the Supreme Lord. So Narad Muniji is explaining the glories of Mathura. He is describing the glories of Sri Krishna and his affection to his devotees. He's saying this Vrindavan, this Vraja where we are sitting, the glory of this abode is the topmost. And even more glorious, the spiritual abode of Goloka Dham is the manifested Vraja Dham, Vrindavan Dham, on this earthly abode. Or, this verse is saying, this Vraja Bhumi, while Lord was present, while he was manifested, present on the earth, so everything was manifested in Vraja Dham, all the opulence. And Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, she came later on. Did she come to make the glories of Raja greater? To increase the glory of Vraja Dham? The answer is no, it's not like that. She came because Narayan, her husband Narayan, has far less qualities than Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And in order to fulfill her desire to have association of Lord Sri Krishna, who has all the qualities, especially those four, his specific madhuris, qualities, because of that she came to Vraja, not in order to enhance the glories of Vraja Dham, to enhance the opulence of Raja. Naraji explained that every tree, every creeper, every tree, every flower in Vraja is so glorious that if someone desires something from it, prays to it, prays to them, to Vraja's tree, Vraja's creeper, Vraja's flower. If someone is desiring something from them, if someone is praying to them, all of their desires will be fulfilled. Their wish fulfilling, trees, creepers, flowers, everything in Vraj. What is the need for goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi? Everything in Vraja is able to fulfill everyone's all desires. So Lakshmi Devi herself, she came to gain Shri Krishna. So this verse, this scripture is saying that Vrindavan's trees, creepers, flowers, even shade, even trees' roots, they're all wish fulfilling. If someone prays to them, desires something from them, all of these desires will be fulfilled. They can give everything, anything. If someone desires something in Vrindavan, immediately their desires will be fulfilled. In Vraja, Supreme Lord, he was present here. He took birth in Vraj. 3 days later, after his birth, after his appearance, Putana, Rakshasi Putana, demoness Putana came to kill him. And what did Shri Krishna do? He has killed the demoness and gave her the post as of his mother in Golok Dham. In the similar way, he has given Sayujya Mukti, one of the muktis, one of the ways of salvation, to Agasura demon. When Shri Krishna have killed Agasura, the soul of that demon has reached Shri Krishna's effulgence. It has gained mukti or liberation. So there are so many descriptions, and I'm speaking to according to these descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Affection of Lord Shri Krishna towards his devotees is so great. During this month, present month of Kartik, Mother Yashoda have tied her child Krishna. Although Shri Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Controller, whom no one can control, he has allowed his dear devotee, his dear mother, to tie him. So there are so many pastimes, leelas of Shri Krishna, so many examples of the ways how Shri Krishna showed his mercy. And it is not possible to describe all the glories of Shri Krishna, his pastimes, his madhurima, his transcendental loving sweetness, Narad Muni is saying. This is why Shri Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the most attractive. His name Krishna means that he is the most attractive, that he is attracting everyone. This word in Bengali language also means the same, attraction, Krishna, the one that is attracting everyone. Bilva Mangul Mahashay, he had a great desire to describe the glories of Sri Krishna's form. He wrote books. He was preaching to devotees. He desired to explain it, describe it properly. And he was trying so much. He was endeavoring so much. He was praying to Sri Krishna, "My dearest Lord, please bless me so that I can explain your glories, describe your form. In this way, to worship you, to teach your glories to devotees." And the Lord Sri Krishna Bhaktavatsal, who is so affectionate to his dear Bhaktas, devotees, he has appeared in front of Bilva Mangul Mahashay and he has told, "O Thakur, I have appeared in front of you. You can look at me, you can see me and describe my form. You can write about it while directly looking at me." Bilva Mangal Thakur was amazed. And what did he do? Whatever he was writing from a long time ago, whatever writing he was preparing, he has thrown away. The Lord of his devotees, Sri Krishna, he has asked, "What did you do? You have thrown it all in the water?" And Bilva Mangal Thakur answered, "I'm such a fool. I have no knowledge. I thought I can write about your form. It's not possible. It's undescribable. It's not possible to describe it properly." Bilva Mangal Thakur told, "So all the Vrajavasis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Gopis and Radharani," Narad Muni continued, "the way that they are attracted to Sri Krishna, and not only them, but all the animals, birds, all the trees, everyone, all the inhabitants of Raja are so much attracted, the supremely attracted to Sri Krishna." When Uddhavji Maharaj was present in Raja for 6 months, Uddhavji told them, he told to Vrajavasis, "I've seen so many abodes of the Lord. I've seen so many places of pastimes of my Lord. But one thing I can't understand." And Vrajavasis asked, "What, our brother? What?" And Uddhavji explained, "There is one great tree. When I go under that tree, the rain is falling under that tree. A fine, fine rain. The droplets are coming 24 hours a day. It's raining under that tree. Please explain the glories of this tree to me. I haven't seen it anywhere." All the Vrajavasis were crying and saying, "Hey, Uddhav." Then Lord Sri Krishna, the Lord of our lives, Gopal, he has left us, he has gone. He is the nectar of our lives. Desiring to see him again, we cannot die, but we cannot live. Similar situation is with that tree, with all the woods of Vraja. There are so many inhabitants there. So many animals, deers, so many trees are there, creepers. All of us, we are in so much separation from Shri Krishna, from our Kanai. We all are crying until now. All the deers, all the peacocks, all the birds, everyone is crying, wandering through forests of Raja, searching for Shri Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And the trees about which you are speaking, that constantly rain comes from them. It's not the rain. These trees in the forests of Raja are huge, huge trees. And all the birds that are feeling so much separation from Shri Krishna, they are taking shelter in the branches of these trees. And when all these birds come and sit at the branches of these trees, they are speaking about Shri Krishna amongst themselves. They're speaking how it's so hard for them to remain alive because Shri Krishna has left them. They're looking for him and they're speaking to each other about them. And they're crying. So their tears are falling on all the leaves of the trees. And this is how further on their tears are dripping from their leaves as they are crying for Kanai. Vrajavasis are saying, these are not the tears, these are not the droplets of rain coming from trees. These are the tears of the birds crying for our Kanai. This is why Uddhavji Maharaj, he gave up desires for everything. He was praying to Shri Krishna, my dearest Lord, please make my life perfect by letting me be born as a soft grass of Raja, so that I can get the dust of the lotus feet of Rajavasis, of Gopis, of Radharani. So Narad Muniji continued, this Vrajadham is wish-fulfilling abode. This Vrindavan Dham is wish-fulfilling abode where all desires are instantly fulfilled. There is no doubt about it. So all these inhabitants of Vraj, all these gopis of Vraj, they are the topmost chaste ladies and they are more glorious than Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune, herself. They've given up everything for Shri Krishna and they are gaining the greatest bliss when they are able to have darshan of Shri Krishna. They are so much eager for darshan of Shri Krishna that they are amazed when having the darshan of Shri Krishna. They continue drinking the nectar of Shri Krishna's form. They are desiring to have darshan of Shri Krishna for 24 hours a day. They are thinking, if we can have darshan of Shri Krishna 24 hours a day, that would be our greatest fortune. And in this regard, they didn't spare even Lord Brahma. They were chastising him. This Brahma, he's not qualified to create. Why are the gopis so angry towards Brahma? When Shri Krishna is coming back from herding the cows in the afternoon, Gopis are amazed, speechless, while having his darshan. But when they are looking at Krishna, when they are drinking the nectar of his beauty with their eyes, they start chastising Sri Krishna. They say, this Brahma, he is not able to create properly. What was the need for our eyelids? These eyelids that Brahma has created, they are just covering our eyes. They are useless. They are impediments for our constant vision of Krishna. They don't allow us to have constant darshan of Sri Krishna because we need to blink all the time. So the gopis, they can't tolerate to not have darshan of Sri Krishna even for such a short time that it takes to blink with their eyes. They can't tolerate to be without Sri Krishna or his darshan. This is why Sri Krishna is saying, Na paraeham. I cannot repay my debt to the Vraja Gopis. I'm remaining eternally indebted to them. So there is a pastime where Sri Krishna has tested Brahmaji. Then he himself has taught a lesson to Brahma. When Brahma has stolen his cowherd boys and calves, Brahma knew that Sri Krishna Chandra would appear at the end of Dvaraka Yuga. He knew that the Lord would appear at that time. But still he had doubts. My Lord is going to appear at the end of Dvaraka Yuga and all Boro or big rishis, munis are glorifying the Lord. They are praying for the blessings of the Lord. So when the Lord comes, he is bestowing his mercy. But what is this Krishna doing? Brahma was thinking, look, when he is eating snacks, the lunches that all the mothers have prepared for the cowherd boys and that Mother Yashoda has prepared for himself. He's eating together with them. Cowherd boys are telling to Kanai, look what our mothers have prepared. And they are giving to Krishna from their plates and he's taking from their plates and eating. He's eating with his right and left hand. Would the Supreme Lord do so? All the great pandits in Sanskrit language, all the knowledgeable persons, they're glorifying Sri Krishna. When someone speaks in Sanskrit, when they speak in Sanskrit, all these learned saints, we consider them to be knowledgeable. And Lord Brahma is understood to be the most knowledgeable. But he himself, he was bewildered. In order to teach Lord Brahma, Lord Sri Krishna has manifested from his own limbs all the same cowherd boys and all the calves, exactly as they were. He has manifested everything exactly the same, the cowherd boys, their states of mind, exactly the way as each of them was. He has manifested everything, their baskets with the lunch snacks that their mother have prepared. Shri Krishna has manifested all the calves as well. And at that time, all the mothers of these cowherd boys and all the cow mothers of these calves were endlessly times more attracted to their children, to their calves. Actually, all the mothers of Raja and all the cows, mother cows of Raja, they were praying, if we would have children as Shri Krishna is, to fulfill their desires, Shri Krishna now, during this pastime, he has manifested as their children, as their calves. Lord is so merciful that he had fulfilled desires of the Vraja mothers, of Vraja cows. And while Brahma for 1 year has stolen all the cowherd boys and calves, they were manifested from Shri Krishna again. So all these calves, they were drinking milk from their mothers. Their mothers were much more pleased. Mother cows were much more pleased. And all the mothers of cowherd boys, they were much more attracted to their children, their sons as well. They were attracted to them as they were attracted to Shri Krishna himself. Describing this, Narad Muniji explained the pastimes with Lord Indra as well, how Lord Shri Krishna stopped worship of Indra and instructed all Vrajavasis to worship Govardhan. So we are speaking about these topics as they are, as it is. So Anukut ceremony took place by the desire of the Lord, worship of Govardhan. So by the mercy of the Lord, all the pastime with torrents of rain that Indra has sent and how Lord Shri Krishna himself has picked up all the Govardhan mountain and was holding it at the small finger of his left hand for whole week. And he has taught Indra, he has given him a lesson, because Shri Krishna doesn't tolerate someone being on the false ego. He doesn't like that at all, and he doesn't tolerate that. So in this way, Naraji continued glorifying Shri Golok Dham, telling that it's not possible to find such a kind of mood of Raj there in Dvaraka Dham. Narad Muniji continuing that killing all these different demons in Vraja, Shri Krishna has showed his endless Aishwarya, his endless opulence, his endless powers. Although he has shown so much opulence, all the Vrajavasi were still considering Shri Krishna to be a small child. And they were considering that he was able to do all these wonderful activities because he was blessed by demigods. when Sri Krishna has killed the cart demon, the demon in the form of the cart, as a small child, being only 3 months. They were amazed, but they were thinking it was the blessings of demigods upon Sri Krishna, blessings of devas upon him. So although Sri Krishna has manifested his endless opulences, his endless powers by killing demons, Vrajavasis have thought this was the blessings of Narayan as well. When Sri Krishna have killed Putana demoness, Mother Yashoda immediately have called Brahmanas to chant mantras and protect her Kanai, to chant different mantras and touch different parts of Sri Krishna's body to protect him. And what Sri Krishna was thinking, when Brahmanas, Vrajavasis were chanting all the different names of Narayan, Sri Krishna was thinking, they are so nice, they are chanting my own names. When Sri Krishna and Balaram were playing as the small boys, and when Krishna as a small child was hardly able to walk, he would walk few steps and fall onto the ground, and he was holding the tails of the calves, playing with them, laughing. All the Vrajavasis were so much attracted, having the darshan of Sri Krishna and Balaram, laughing, looking at Sri Krishna, how he was walking and falling on the ground, laughing, smiling as a small child. All the Vrajavasis were in bliss. Sometimes Sri Krishna walking or on all four, he would run towards the calves. He would hold their tails and would play with them. All the Vrajavasis would gain endless bliss having his darshan like that. And sometimes the gopis would come to Mother Yashoda to complain. And all these gopis would feel so much bliss in complaining about Sri Krishna. If we would try to explain all of these complaints, we would never complete our Brihad Bhagavatamrita Katha, but we will mention at least some few. When the gopis would make butter, and when they would tie all the pots with butter high there under the ceiling, they would pray to Lord Narayan, "Oh, our Lord, please bless us so that our Kanai would come and steal our butter." And Krishna would come. And the gopis were feeling endless bliss looking at Sri Krishna while he was eating their butter, having butter all around his mouth. And then they would come to Mother Yashoda's home and they would complain, they would call Mother Yashoda, "Hey Yashoda, hey Didi," they would call according to their relationships. Some were younger, they would call Mother Yashoda Didi. Mother Yashoda was cooking and now she needed to stop cooking to speak with the gopis, and she would ask them, "What's going on? Did you come to gossip here?" But the gopis would answer, "No, no, we came to complain on your Kanai. He's so naughty." So Krishna, seeing gopis, he understood that he is in danger, that gopis came to complain, and acting as a small innocent child, he would walk by the side of his mother Yashoda, holding her sari, looking at gopis, looking at mother Yashoda with innocent child eyes. Mother Yashoda would look at Sri Krishna and she would think, look at him, he's so innocent. What are you complaining for? And the gopis would say, yes, yes, he's so nice when he is with you. But he is so clever. He's more clever than elderly person with a long beard. And Mother Yashoda then told, all right, tell me, what are you coming to complain for? And now the gopis started narrating one by one. One said, your son Krishna sometimes comes and lets all the calves run away. He unties them and lets them run around. But all the things have their proper timings to be done. At an proper time, he's letting them go. But when I ask him, please help me quickly untie the calves so they can come and take milk from their mother cows. But he's then being naughty and he's telling me, do it yourself, I don't have time. And Mother Yashoda then asked another gopi, what did he do to you? And this gopi have explained, when my small children are sleeping, that's the only time for me to do some household work, to give water to cows, etc. And you know what your Kanai is doing? He's coming and he starts pinching my children. So they start waking up and crying and I'm not able to do anything. Another gopi has said, he's stealing my butter, and not only that, he's giving to all cowherd boys and all the monkeys as well. And when Mother Yashoda hearing this asks Sri Krishna, is this true? Did you do that? With innocent eyes, he's looking down. And with the toe of his foot, he's drawing something on the ground. He's quiet. And the gopis are saying, look, look at him. While Mother Yashoda is speaking to gopis, saying how Krishna is innocent child, by her side, from the back, he is pointing and showing his finger to the gopis as if saying, wait, wait, I'll show you. So the gopis are telling to Mother Yashoda, look at him, he is now threatening us. He's threatening us. Mother Yashoda has turned and again Sri Krishna is only innocently looking at the ground. So Mother Yashoda continues asking further gopis, what did he do to you? He is, another gopi saying, he is not stealing butter himself, but he has made a whole gang of thieves, cowherd boys. He is stealing all the butter that's high up there at the ceiling. And Mother Yashoda asks, how is it possible that he takes the pots that they are so high up. And this gopi have explained, he's coming with his cowherd boys, thief gang. And first big boys are joining their shoulders, then smaller boys come on their shoulders, and York and I comes to the top, and then he's able to pull down the pots to break them, and in this way they are stealing our butter. Another gopi is saying, he comes to my house at the time when I've sold all the butter and yogurt, and coming to the empty kitchen, not finding anything, he runs to the storage room, not finding anything there. He's angry. He's putting his arms around his waist and saying, this house is for nothing. It's worth being put on fire. There is nothing to find in your house. In this way, he's threatening. Mother Yashoda is saying, when Nanda Baba comes, I will tell him about this all. And she's asking another gopi, what did he do to you? And this gopi have explained, my little daughter was sleeping on her bed. She has very long, beautiful hair. And your Krishna came and holding her hair, he has parted her hair on two sides. And each side he have tied in one of the corners of her bed. And then he has come to her ear and started calling in a loud voice, loud deep voice, ghost, ghost, ghost. My little daughter has woke up, and when he tried to get up, her hair was tied onto her bed, and she thought now that the ghost was pulling her hair. She was crying, being frightened. I had to run to her to untie her hair and to tell her that it was York and I boot, not any other boot, means that York and I is that ghost, that no other ghost came. And this way, I was able to pacify her. So another gopi, whom Mother Yashoda have asked, told, no, no, there is no word speaking about it. I will also say when his father comes. And Mother Yashoda has asked her, was pleading, and this gopi agreed to tell to Mother Yashoda as well. This gopi have told, one day I've desired to make a feast for your Kanai and his cowherd friends. And when some feast is going to be prepared in Vraja, all the house, all the verandas of the houses are being cleansed, and all the ingredients are prepared there. The stacks of gobar, the cow dung patties on which the fire, from which the fire is being made, all ingredients, everything is stuck on the verandas. So it's possible to see that some feast is going to be prepared. So gopi said, early in the morning, your Kanai came to my house and he has asked, what is going on? And I've told him, Kanai, I'm preparing a feast for you and for your cowherd boy friends. I just wanted to invite you all. So please, you go now and come back at noon time when I offer all ingredients, all the preparations for Lord Narayan. Come with your cowherd boy friends and taste Narayan's prasadam. And you know what your Kanai did? He started eating himself immediately. He told, I will try, and then everyone will be pleased. I told him to leave it all. I've chased him away. I've washed his hands and mouth. And I've told him that's great offense. Still, he was trying again and again to take, and he was eating himself. Shri Krishna did the same that Sriman Mahaprabhu did as a child on the backs of Mother Ganga, when all the little girl Kumaris bought preparations to be offered to the Supreme Lord. He was eating and saying, the same as Shri Krishna now, when I'm eating, all are pleased. So this gopi explained how he chased Kanai away after washing his hands and mouth, and that Kanai was angry, and that he brought a small puppy and he has put it on the Simhasan. Of course, that was a special puppy. This puppy that's playing with Shri Krishna is not an ordinary dog puppy. It's a special soul. So this gopi have explained to Mother Yashoda how whole day she was cooking. At noon, the preparations were offered to Lord Narayan, and the feast was served to all the guests and also all uninvited guests and titis. But Shri Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends didn't come. That after all the feast, herself, this gopi, and her husband, they cleansed all the house and they went to take rest. This gopi said, me and my husband, we are sleeping in the same bed. And your Kanai has come. And while we were speaking, he has tied our long hair and beard. At that time, ladies kept their hair very long. That was their wealth, their beauty, their decoration. Nowadays, ladies are cutting their hair short. That's considered beautiful. But at that time, ladies kept their hair long up to their feet. And also men, they kept long beard. So this gopi said, at night, as our beard and hair, my hair and my husband's beard were tied, when my husband went into the bathroom, and at that time there was no electricity, it was dark. So the gopi said, when my husband wanted to go to the bathroom, something was pulling his beard. My hair was tied with his beard, but he was thinking that I was pulling his beard, and he was angrily chastising me. Old lady, why are you pulling my beard? In this way, we were quarreling. And when the light came in the morning, after whole night's quarrel, we couldn't sleep. We could see your Kanai sitting at the window and laughing, looking at us. He's so naughty. At that time, there were no grills and the doors, the windows, nor they were locked at the doors. Everyone was kept doors, windows open. They were no thieves. But the thief Kanai came and he was doing even such naughtiness. So all such pastimes, Shri Krishna was performing, all these naughty pastimes, and all the Vrajavasis, all the gopis were experiencing bliss, witnessing such pastimes, and also gopis complaining about Kanai, about Shri Krishna. They were experiencing greatest bliss as well. So describing all these pastimes, Mahamuni Narad, he was overwhelmed with bliss as well. So he was fainting in bliss. We are going to continue hearing about these topics tomorrow again by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And today we are keeping our katha to rest here.
Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Sri Vedavyas Bhagavan ki jai. Sri Shukadev Goswami Pad ki jai. Sri Parikshit Maharaj ki jai. Sri Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki jai. Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad ki jai. Sri Gop Kumar ki jai. Mata Uttara Devi ki jai. Sri Parikshit Maharaj ki jai. Annakut Mahatsav ki jai. Apan apan Sri Gurudev ki jai. Aajker Anando ki jai. Jai jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Nitai Gaur Hari.